What about a boat that doesn't have any motor on it?
A rowboat.
Mm-hmm. Any other kinds of boats without motors?
No, that's about it.
Then somebody just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They say they were going to
launch it.
And then the child was just learning to dress herself. The mother bring in the clothes and tell the child, here.
Get dressed.
Or she has in the clothes and says, here. What? Your clothes here.
Put your clothes on.
Uh-huh. You say, here is your clothes, or here are your clothes. Or?
Oh, I say, here is your clothes.
Okay. And say the child was going to the dentist, but he was scared. The dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I
won't hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ain't?
Yeah, every now and then I use it.
How would you use it?
I ain't going to do it. Mm-hmm. And that ain't right. That's about it.
Do you use it seriously or jokingly or just with certain people or what?
No, I use it seriously. Mm-hmm. Just whenever I feel like it.
And say if I ask you, is that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth and use it as
a... I don't know. I guess to match with.
Say if you went into a store and maybe they had a new kind of cheese or something, they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free
sample.
And something that a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink and use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A safety pin.
And as soon as you buy, it comes in a can made out of
aluminum.
Or another kind of metal.
Tin.
And a dime is worth.
A dime?
Uh-huh.
What about it?
It's worth.
It's worth a dime.
Or
10 cents.
And a woman sees a dress that she likes a lot. She's saying the dress is very...
very nice.
Okay, or another word.
Very becoming.
Okay. And something else. A man would wear the shirt on Sunday.
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
new suit.
Do you remember the three-piece suit people used to have?
Yeah, every now and then you'll see somebody wearing a vest.
Uh-huh. What were the other two pieces of the suit?
Coat and pants.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Which do you use?
Pants.
What about something that a man would wear if he was working out around the barn? Something that would come up?
An apron, I guess. You mean to cover his front?
Well, something that made out of denim, like...
Overalls.
Uh-huh. Say if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you go inside and...
bring me my coat.
And so you say, so if you went inside and you...
brought me my coat.
And you say, here I have...
my coat.
I have what, you your coat?
I have brought you your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pocket, it makes them...
bulge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit until I washed it and it...
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And a woman likes to put on good clothes and say she likes to...
dress up.
Okay. Did you say that about a man?
Yeah.